Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
It is good to have you in the Lord's house this fifth Sunday of Easter as we gather before the Lord and to receive his gifts today. A couple of notes to highlight. Council members, brief one-item meeting immediately following the service. We have one thing to take care of with the contract for the building program, so that will be immediately following. As we used to say in the newspaper business, layers of editorial oversight. If you have a large print bulletin, it's correct. If you have this one, somehow we missed that the hymn of praise for the day is "This is the feast," not the "Gloria in Excelsis." How many times did we look at this bulletin and say that it was right? More than once. So, just so you know, pastors aren't perfect. Did you know that? You should have before today. So that correction to the service, page 155, not 154. The tune should clue you in there as well. Again, thank you for allowing me to head down to Rockland this last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It was a great seminar. Great, just tons of stuff that just kind of coming at you in a short amount of time, but it was a very, very fruitful and productive experience. So more on that as the weeks go by. In our prayers today, in addition to those for whom we have been praying, we are going to also remember Ravia Maurer's brother, Bruce Hughley. He is dying of heart failure. So we pray for him, and also Terry Moore's niece, Katie, was in a car accident a couple of weeks ago, and we give thanks for her protection that she was not injured very severely at all. And then a dear friend of mine, pastor down in Southern California, William Swirla, is having a quadruple bypass this morning. So we pray for health and healing and protection for him as well. The service is before you. Let us sing. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." This is the gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Please be seated. There's a huge part of our understanding of the doctrine of vocation wrapped into this chapter in John's Gospel. How do you rightly serve God? How do you live a life that witnesses and glorifies God our Father in all that you do, yet still live among your neighbors, both believing and unbelieving. So often, Christians believe that they must separate themselves from the world in some way in order to be a proper Christian. That unless everything that they see and do has some sort of Christian label on it, it doesn't truly please God. But how many of you have managed to grow Christian roses? Or Lutheran jalapenos? That's where it gets kind of sticky, if you try to Christianize every part of your life. Hear the word of the Lord. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus reminds you that he is the vine, the source of life from which your life springs and grows. Each one of you is a branch on that vine, Jesus says. And it doesn't have anything at all to do with who you are or what you've done. Whether everything that you do has a Christian label on it or not, whether or not all of your associations are with Christian people or the right kind of people, your faith and your life, Jesus says, comes from outside of you. It's the explanation to the third article of the Creed from the Small Catechism, which I'm sure you all still have memorized. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel. All of your sins have been forgiven. You have been delivered from death and the devil. And you have eternal life in the death and resurrection of Jesus for you. You are one with Jesus in his death and life. And it's all a gracious gift given to you by your God and Lord. A gift that grafts you into Christ so that his life flows through you, much like the bulletin cover. So, being a fruit-bearing branch has nothing at all to do with how many good works you do for Jesus. Has nothing to do with how Christian the goods and the products and the jobs and the activities you have and are. Rather, it has everything to do with the work of Christ in you. The reason that you are a fruit-bearing branch is explained by the words of Christ himself. You are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. It happens in holy baptism, the new birth of water and the word. It happens in the declaration of forgiveness in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. It happens in the proclamation of the gospel because faith comes by hearing the word of Christ. And it happens in the eating and in the drinking of his body and his blood given for you. And there's only one way to stay attached to that vine, to remain in Jesus. And that's to remain in his word. Notice, Jesus never says, go bear fruit. He never says, you must bear fruit. Instead, Jesus teaches that you are to remain in him, and whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So yes, St. James says that faith without works is dead, but how does that happen? not because of some deficiency of the work of Christ in the believer, but because the believer doesn't trust the work of Christ. Fruit grows automatically when the branch is healthy and properly pruned. I'm not telling you anything new here. If the vine is alive and the life of the vine is flowing out to the branch, fruit just happens. It grows and it produces. The Small Catechism also says, in God's sight, a good work is everything that a child of God does, speaks, or thinks in faith according to the Ten Commandments for the glory of God and for the benefit of his neighbor. Everything that you do in faith according to the Ten Commandments is a good work before God. Those commandments are there to teach you how God uses you to bless others. Because God himself doesn't get anything out of you keeping the commandments, but your neighbor sure does. Next Sunday is a high holy day, right? It is the feast of Mother's Day according to the Hall brothers. So in keeping the fourth